Batting cages may seem straightforward and simple to use. You just have to hit a ball as hard as you can and aim for the back of the cage, right? Well, not so fast. We had some fun this week taking your health on the road. We went to a fun park. It's not only for the kiddos, but adults can have a good time too. Health contributor, personal trainer, business owner Jerry Blaze and I went to Fun Park, Mel's Fun Park in Litchfield. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very good. You know, hitting in a cage is more than just putting in a token and waiting for the ball. You know, you played baseball in high school. I attempted, and I stress the word attempted, to play softball. But hitting a ball going 80 miles an hour is hard.
It's very hard. And the average velocity of a fastball in the major leagues is 90 miles an hour. So the fact that we were behind that ball in that batting cage trying to swing at that ball after all those years is pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned.
You know, when it comes to physical activity, I mean, honestly, my arms were killing me. You know, I'm a big fan of going to the gym, lifting weights, but this is 100% a different sort of workout. It's a lot of physical activity.
It's a lot of physical activity, eye coordination, hand coordination. You put a lot of physical energy into attempting to hit that ball. It does require a lot of skill. It's actually one of the hardest skills in hitting a baseball is one of the hardest skills in professional sport.
It's really tough. You know, it does take a lot of physical endurance. You know, I really, really had a hard time with this. You, on the other hand, did quite well. You know, after the first round of 14 balls, like, my arms were killing me. You know, for those looking to test this out for some sort of physical activity outside of the gym or, like, running on a treadmill, what do you have to say to them? But, like, what would you tell them as they prepare to go to the batting cages?
I would say before you go, warm up properly, you know, stretch, because it does throw you into a particular type of, it's more of a static, eccentric type of energy you have to put in it. It's not like weightlifting where you're getting the positive and the concentric part of the exercise. This is like nailing that ball as hard as you can, and that puts a lot of physical shock on the body.
Now, what part of the body, like, did you really feel it the most? Did your arms hurt? Did your wrists hurt? Was there anywhere you...
I felt a lot of it, honestly, in my forearms and my core. You use a lot of your core and torso in that particular movement. But my forearms are still killing me, and that was a few days ago.
You know, and we watch baseball on TV all the time, and you see these guys swinging at the ball, and it looks so easy, but it's very, very difficult.
It's extremely hard. It takes 150 milliseconds to decide when to swing for that ball exactly.
That was tough, yeah.
And that's like a blink of an eye, and it's like a bullet trying to hit another bullet. It's two moving objects at the same time.
Okay, so now we're going to go to a different sort of game, and we're talking miniature golf. We're hitting 18 holes. On a much, much smaller scale. Jerry, one of the big benefits of this is you burn a lot of calories.
You do burn a lot of calories. And for one thing, also, too, it's very fun. You're out in the beautiful weather. Your mood is good. Your endorphins are going. It's an awesome little workout and super fun. And you and I are extremely competitive, so we were definitely going... We're aggressive going at it.
You know, it's definitely more low impact, but I mean, people of all ages can really go out and enjoy this.
Yeah, we saw a lot of diversity in age groups and stuff, and it was super fun. I had a great time.
You know, for people who aren't accustomed to this game, I mean, I don't go out to the golf course. I really don't know how to swing. But for a lot of people, like, I found more... The most challenging part of this game was the hand-eye coordination. You know, it's like you think you line up the ball, you line up the club, and you think you got it, and you don't. I mean, that's what I found most challenging about it.
I found it very comparable to playing pool, where you have to line up. You got to line up shots to hit another shot to hit another shot to get the ball in. So it's, you got to throw it. There's a little bit of dynamics in there, as well as the eye and eye coordination. And you got to stay calm, just like when we did the archery. You got to keep control, and there's a lot more involved than you would think.
Yeah, I mean, the swing, like, was there any part, you know, because you're swinging the ball and, you know, sometimes we did well. You actually did get one hole in one, so congratulations on that. But, I mean, did any part of your body hurt at all? Did you feel it anywhere? I mean, it's more low impact, so it's more just kind of a fun activity versus a cardio class or a class that you might get at the gym.
I had a lot of fun. I can't honestly say it was very, you know, physical, like obviously like the batting cages was, but I definitely thought it put me in a great mood for the remainder of the day, and I would definitely go back and do it again.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly burn a few extra calories hanging out in the sun. How would you rate this game for, say, somebody who doesn't work out or just is going out to have some fun? How would you rate it on a different level? Like, I mean, there's the physical aspect of it and then the mental. I thought it was more of a mental challenge for me than it was a physical challenge.
It certainly was a mental challenge at on, you know, scale of 1 to 10 on the fun factor. I'd give it like a 7, to be honest.
I'd probably give that about a seven.
It was fun. And then also, too, you're also spending time with your significant other and you're laughing and having a great time, and then you can go home and like chill.
I just want to let everybody know, you know, this was a very close game. Jerry won, but I do have to add that it was only by 1 point. 1 point.
It was a well-played game, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yep, I would definitely say between the batting cages and the miniature golf, the batting cages was definitely more taxing on the body.
Absolutely.
All right. We will have more on both of these games and how
time out. Jerry and Corey, did you just say, Corey, that miniature golf was physically or mentally challenging?
I did because
Can you repeat that, please?
No.
Miniature golf?
I thought it was hard. It was definitely, I'm not a golfer like you are.
Mentally challenging?
Yes, because I was like down
golf?
On the ground and I was like,
you could put
the
a blind,
ball in
you
the
could
club
a...
and I thought I had it lined up and it wasn't going anywhere.
No, well, because half of these things, it's because it's tilted. I mean, it's like an arcade.
Oh, they were tilted, so yes.
You could wear a blindfold and play miniature golf.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
You could, Jack.
Maybe you could, Jack. You could, yeah. I couldn't. Maybe Jerry could.
No, Chevy Chase could in Caddyshack. I don't know.
No.
All right, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. I'll put all your information on thepostofnewhampshire.com. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks.